This is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast feed for the Fragile Earth Health and Peak Oil. Just wanted to do a quick follow-up on my initial rant. A clarification, because I don't tend to distinguish. I mean, you know, Sea Shepherd, Greenpeace, whatever, you know. But for those who might take it as, sure, okay, I shouldn't lump those two together. I just tend to think of them as the same. In my mind, you say, oh, no, Sea Shepherd's the one that's trying to foul the screws. Greenpeace just was hit by the Nissan Maru that just happened to be going forward in the green, and then ran into the Greenpeace boat by having the Greenpeace, because the Greenpeace boat was going faster. Yeah, okay. Here's what this. Here's how meaningful all this is. Whether it's Greenpeace is ramming the boat, or ramming the Nissan Maru, or whether it's Sea Shepherd that's trying to foul their screws, none of those people have any business doing any of that. They don't belong there. They don't belong there, endangering the lives of these crew members. Arguing over whether it's Greenpeace doing this. I mean, the way the story reads to me, Greenpeace supposedly was rammed by. Although from what I've been seeing here, apparently they were the ones doing the ramming by the Nissan Maru. Let's bear in mind, the Nissan Maru is there to do whaling. The Greenpeace people are only there in the Arctic sunrise to get in their way, and that's what they have said is their goal. You know, we have people like Net Chicken saying, oh, this is nonviolent. They're just trying to get in between the whaling ship and the whales. Okay, nonviolent. So basically then, if I were to like stand in front of you and keep you from going anywhere and not allow you to move, that's nonviolent too. See, I don't buy that argument because it's wrong and it's immoral. This kind of rationalization, this is what criminals do. This is what criminals get. This is how people end up in prison. They say, hey, he started it. That's why I had to stab him. Oh, hey, these guys were killing whales. That's why I had to kill them. You know, I'm not buying this argument. But anyway, you know, if people want to argue about whether it was the 7th Street Crips or the 6th Street Bloods that are doing this, or the 7th Street Crips are retaliating because the 6th Street Blood, yeah. That's all this is. I mean, that's all this is. You got the Sea Shepherds vowing revenge, you know. And as I pointed out in the thread on this, you know, and let's take a look at the name of the thread. The name of the thread is Sea Shepherd Attacks the Whaler's Death Star. Yeah, okay, attacks. That's a peaceful thing to do. That's nonviolence, right? Yeah, like Gandhi, you know, coming over there. Yeah, you know, I'm going to attack you because I'm Gandhi and I'm peaceful, nonviolent. People, don't lie to me like that, okay? This is not flying, and that's what I'm trying to say. And if you want to split hairs about Sea Shepherd versus Greenpeace, tell you what, they both suck, you know? As far as I'm concerned, whether it's the People's Front of Judea or the People's Judean Front is irrelevant. Anyone that's down there harassing this vessel, which is illegally whaling in international waters, anyone who wants to do this is a criminal, and that's what I'm saying. All they have to do is just back off. They're the ones initiating force. They're the ones who are using violence to achieve their goals. If they didn't do that, I would be on their side, okay? So if you want to lose my support, then by all means, go for this. All I'm telling you is this is the wrong way to go about doing this. Why not try and do this legally? Why not try and do this peacefully? I know they do. Maybe they should spend a little more effort doing that if they're not satisfied with the results. This concept that it's okay to use violence like this, this is what people are criticizing the United States for doing. So anybody out there, if you're on the side of these people that are attacking this whaling vessel, I just want you to know right now, if you turn around and say the U.S. is a hypocrite for, you know, our little war on terror and we're invading nations, you know, for peace, well, guess what? You're a hypocrite too. If you support this, then you're a hypocrite. That's what I'm saying. And by the way, you might want to infer from that what my opinions are about U.S. politics. You know, I have a lot of different opinions. I have many on this particular subject as well. I'm just saying, splitting hairs about this stuff while ignoring the overall moral issues involved here, which is that what these people are doing is wrong, is, in my opinion, disingenuous and not honest. This is not the kind of thing I would associate with denying ignorance. And that's just what I wanted to say. Just saying.